Well, this is going to be a fun episode. Today we are talking about having fun, adding more fun into our lives. Why are we talking about this? Because I've been seeing some commonalities out there from the workshops I've taught, from the clients I've coached, where people are struggling figuring out how they can have more fun. They want to, but they've been so used to just checking all the boxes, doing all the things, and it's like, I don't even remember how to have fun. Some of them feel like that, you know? So I feel like we need to talk about this because I've definitely been there where if somebody said, what have you been doing to have fun? I'd be like, fun? I work. I mean, honestly, I do think my work is really fun, but sometimes I can just get so wrapped up in the doing, you know? So anyways, let's just share some tips around having fun. Here we go. All right. So this might go against normal wisdom around having fun, but I'm going to say this: plan to have fun, because otherwise other things will get in the way. So what I say is to put it in your calendar that you're going to do something really fun. You're going to be intentional about it. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't add fun into what you're already doing. Like, you can make a work project that you're working on pretty fun, right? You can make cooking dinner for your family really fun. I made cleaning this morning really fun. But I also want you to think about where else in your calendar can you add like a fun date? And if that means you take yourself out or you go with a significant other, where can you add that in your calendar? So that's something to think about, because this is the deal. Like, if you say that it's important for you to have fun, to enjoy your life, which I'm pretty sure it is, then that needs to make it in your calendar. Anything that's important to you needs to make it in your calendar. I even say, like, put in your calendar that you want to spend time with the people you love. Like, that's, you know, that's in my calendar. It's in my calendar that I'm going to go hiking because that's fun for me, you know? It's not always fun. Sometimes when you're with my husband, I mean, he just has to, like, rough it out all the time. But at the end of the day, it is still enjoyable. Anyways, the next tip I have for you is to change up your routine. Do something new. Dopamine gets released with anything new and exciting, something that's different to you. Think about all the things that you say are fun. Like, a lot of times someone is hanging out with us, right? And we do something new together and they're like, that was so fun. Never done that before. It was new, right? So there's different kinds of hormones that are being released with something new and exciting. So how can you spark those dopamine hits in your normal life now? So I'll give you an example for me. What I've been doing, I put this in my calendar, is that once a week, I'm going to go to this super cute coffee shop that it's new to me. And I've been talking to new people there. I've been ordering new kinds of food. And that is really fun for me. So what can you do that's new to you? How can you spark those dopamine hits for you throughout the week? And then we need to put it in the calendar, remember? All right, so the next thing is to dance. Even if you just suck at dancing, you know, dancing is fun. Like, people have fun dancing. And you might be like, I'm not one of those. But yeah, in your own space, you know that you can dance it out and feel that joy from it. Let yourself have fun. In fact, you know, with Bronnie Ware's research, I always talk about her, the top five regrets of the dying, right? One of those top five regrets is that I wish I would have let myself be happier. So for anyone that's like, well, I don't want to do that, it's not fun for me, let yourself be happier. Let yourself enjoy it. I used to be that person that I still kind of am around, like, games, like board games. Like, I had a lot of resistance towards it because I was like, I don't want to sit there and play the game, you know? But then it's like, let it be fun, Ange. Let it. You know, you can make it fun, laugh, crack jokes. You can bring the joy to the situation. Rejoice. You know what rejoice means? It means to bring the joy to. So dancing can be a fun thing to do. Now, I'm a huge fan of YouTube videos that just have fun dances on them that you can do as workouts too. So I love the channel Fitness Marshall. I think he's hilarious. I think his videos are awesome. So if you're not familiar with that, check that out. Another person on there, what's her name? I forget. But if you click on, like, workout dance videos, she's going to pop up. I forget. It's some kind of studio. Anyways, I love her videos too. There's a lot of them out there, but that will teach you, like, these fun dances. And sometimes just taking a break, like, throughout the day, getting up and doing a five-minute exercise, it's pretty fun. A dance exercise. Okay, so the next thing is to sing. My husband and I have been having, like, these karaoke sessions with each other, and it's hilarious. And we like laugh so hard. And I don't know, it just brings the joy. So singing in the shower, I try to do more of that just for fun. So add that into your life. Okay. The next thing is to plan a trip. This goes back to planning to have fun. But I think in my life, I love having a trip coming up, like something I can look forward to. And it doesn't need to be like you're going to go on a catamaran and cruise the islands of Belize. Like, no, it doesn't need to be that. It could be simply like on the weekend, you're planning to take a trip to a cool new restaurant. We checked out this super cute little diner this past weekend after we came back from church. And I was like, that was so much fun. And it was just like this old home looking thing that we went into. And they had these little blue cloth like napkins. It was called the Blue Porch. Super cute. So anyways, and then we went to a different church. We had brought our neighbors. That was something new. We invited them. So how can you add more people into doing something new with you? Because they're going to have fun because it's a new experience for them. You're sharing a new experience with them. And that energy is contagious because they're going to like, that was so fun. I never did that before. You know? So think about even what are some things that you've done that maybe someone else hasn't done that you know that they would enjoy. And you could share that with them and you're going to feel that energy. Their enjoyment. So how can you be sparking that joy for other people? That'll make it be more fun for you. All right. So the other thing is to go in nature and check out new spaces in nature and just feel what it feels like to be out there in nature. And even if you're like, I'm not an outdoorsy person like that, that's fine. You can still go in like to a beautiful park. You don't need to be all like living in the woods for 6 months. Like Ian and I are planning on doing. That doesn't need to be your idea of fun. But nature actually vibrates, like the vibrations out there, not to get super woo over here, but everything's vibrating at different frequencies. This is science. It's a higher frequency when it comes to nature. That's why like even studies have shown when people look at pictures of nature, how that puts them in a better mood. Being in a space that has, you know, we're more surrounded by nature, you feel better in it. So another thing to think about is, can you bring more of nature into your own space? Ian and I just got a bunch of new plants. We were like little kids at the candy store. Not even kidding. Like looking at all these plants, and we stayed up late burying them. And I created this herb garden in my back porch. Totally fun for me. Why is it fun? It's completely new to me. I've never done like an herb garden like this before. And I never took it this seriously, you know? So I'm like super excited, and I got some new plants, and we name our plants. We think that's pretty fun. I just got a new one. I named him Roger. So anyways, yeah, do that. That could be fun. So another thing to do is to join a group or a club, like for a new experience, like a meetup. I love being involved in different meetups. I've met amazing people from doing meetups. They have meetups around everything. So they have them around, knitting. I did a remote workers one, running groups, yoga groups, hiking, all the things. Tech people, the people that dress up in the costumes and fight each other with swords or whatever they call themselves. They have fun, I'm pretty sure. But anyways, there's so many groups. So find one, get involved, step out of your comfort zone, find other people to have fun with. Another thing I've done recently that I love so much is this site called FocusedMate.com. I just got off a session. It was so fun. And really what it is, I'll talk more about this, but you have these sessions where you schedule time to focus on something. So you have a partner that's also focusing on something from around the world. And you literally pop on and you say, hi, what do you focus on today? They tell you, you tell them. But you meet really cool people. And for some reason, it just makes it really fun to me when I start to focus. And then they're holding me accountable too. I love it. It's my new favorite thing. Literally, Ian comes home like, I had so much fun today. I found a focus mate and we're like friends. In fact, some of my focus mates are going to be coming on the podcast because they're so wise, because they're working on super cool projects. I wouldn't know that unless I put myself out there and I got involved in more clubs and groups. I'm involved in all kinds of clubs and groups. And I highly recommend that to everyone. Like, don't be like taking up your whole schedule and your whole life, you know, and then being saying yes to everything. You know how we tend to do that? Yeah, and then we resent people later. Don't be doing that. I've done that too. But pick the thing that feels really good to you, you know, that's lined up with your vision and your goals, and that still allows you to have time to honor the other things that are important to you, like your family and your health. right? And how can you make those things fun? How can you have more fun with your family? You know, like you've heard me say this probably on the podcast, is I talked about having sleepovers. Like when I go to my sister's and I come back home to visit in Michigan, we have this big sleepover with my family. It's so fun to me. And even like my niece will do facials and we all like look like monkeys because we completely do our face completely black with these facials and we take a picture. Like everybody does them and we play like games with each other or like we paint things with the kids. It's so fun. How can you bring that into your family, you know? Okay, going on. So what else? I'm looking at my list here. We talked about taking yourself out too, doing something fun for yourself. Experimenting, like doing some challenges. Ian and I always have like challenges that we're doing. So recently I posted on Facebook that we are doing cold shower challenge. Like after, you know, at the end of our shower, we turn it on freezing cold. We're working ourselves up to 2 minutes, but we turn it now. I'm at like a 30-second mark right now. I hate it with all my heart. Let me just be real. And then I'm sitting here saying it's fun. But I don't know. There's also this other fun element to it. There's a lot of health benefits to doing it, and I don't need to get in the research or anything. I just wanted to do it to see if I could do it. We're experimenting. There's a lot of things that we will experiment. It's funny. Ian and I are always thinking of things. And our next thing, we're going to do like a push-up challenge together. I do challenges with myself. I do squat challenges. Just adding challenges makes things fun. Saying things are a party make it fun too. Like I'm doing a cleaning party like this morning, blast the music, I'm cleaning, making it fun. I was the person back in the day when I managed programs, like I had this picture in my office of my pig that used to live in the house with me, Wally. And it said, Wally's sticking his tongue out and it says, make it fun. Whatever you do, make it fun. And I was always about that. Like, how can we bring the fun into what we're doing? Even if it's so boring, beyond boring, we're going to make it fun. Guys, I taught a HIPAA class and people thought it was super fun. HIPAA. Okay. How do you make that fun? I'll tell you. As a trainer, one of the things that I always try to do is do acting sessions where we have to act out something and we laugh hysterically about it. I did this in career transition classes. I did it in my HIPAA classes. Like, you're playing this person, you're playing this person. And then we're acting this way. And it's just hilarious. Like, you remember when you were a kid, it's like tapping into that inner child when you used to like act things out. Like, you know, I'm playing teacher and I'm playing cashier. I remember I used to do that. Like, how can we do that now? And like, even if we're trying to teach someone something, because I know some of you guys are in roles like that, how can you add that element of that childlike mentality of we're playing, we're testing things out, we're experimenting. The other thing I want to say is that mindset of like, this is my playground and like, I can play on anything I want, like seeing life that way. Like, I'm just here to play. I'm just here to experiment. That kind of mindset is a very high level of thinking. It's a level 6. You don't get trapped up. And even when you're working on business stuff or trying to find a new job role, you're not all attached to it. You're like, huh, let me just see if this works. This is my playground. We'll see. Like, I have 2 interviews, guys, this week. And just because for fun. I'm just like, huh, I want to see what opportunities are out there. Not attached to them at all. I'm like, super excited to actually meet the people and just see what they're up to. And I'm really just trying to approach life from that place of like, it's an experiment. I'm just here to have fun. And I love having that mindset. I read somewhere, I don't remember where it was. I read so many things. You know how it is. But basically, it said that one of the greatest gifts you can give your children is your happiness. Bam! One of the greatest gifts you can give your children is your happiness. Why? Because, guys, energetically, like I think about, I'm not a mom yet, only to my cats, but when I will be, I'm going to be very conscious of my energy because I don't want my kids seeing me as a miserable mom. I don't want them to feel that energy, me generating that. I don't want my husband to feel that when he comes home, he already has a stressful day. I don't want him walking in here and having me being like, bringing in that energy. Like, a lot of us aren't aware of the energy that we're generating into spaces. And energy is everything. I'm telling you, every opportunity that has ever came across my life and is continuing to come across my life is all due to my energy, hands down. And I will continue to talk about it. Because it's not about having everything perfect and right. It's about you really shift to that state, those higher states, things will flow to you. I'm not saying life is going to be not free of hardship. No, I know that we're humans here on earth. Life is messy. It's full of pain and heartache. But I do believe that we are responsible for the energy that we generate. And, you know, let ourselves be in those spaces when we're in those lower spaces. Honor that that's a part of life. You know, let it pass. Feel the energy. But then do what you can to shift into those higher states, to bring more of the joy into your life. And stop coming up with all the excuses. I hear this from my clients all the time where it's like, yeah, but I can't do that because of this, but this. Okay, you're just making up stories around why this won't work for you. Why don't you make up a story around how it could work for you? Let's say you try it out and it sucks. All right, cool. We know now. We won't do that again. You know, like, that's how we learn. That's how we've learned since we were kids. Touch the hot stove. Whoa, that's how. Never touch that again, you know? And that's just a part of life. But put yourself out there and then we can laugh about it together. Let's have a coaching session. Let's laugh about it. Literally, we've done that with some of my coaching sessions where it was like we tried something, you know, and you talk to someone, you're like, I did not like that person. I don't want to work there. And we like laugh about it. And we're like, well, where else do we want to check out? Who else do you want to call? Or we'll have uncomfortable conversations with people, you know, and we laugh and we move on. So anyways, nothing is that serious. That's something I've been learning more and more. And one of the messages that I feel like I got that was like downloaded to me was just to chill out and everything works out. That was the message. There was also a swear word added in there, but we won't add that in. But anyways, that's the message that I got. And I'm like, yeah, and you need to chill out. Right? Okay. Was that on the fun list? Yeah, chilling out was on the fun list. Oh, and another thing is to add fun routines. This is another thing that I do that I love. All my friends know that I have pizza Friday. Like Friday is pizza day. And then we even have like a dance around it where you say pizza Friday. And anyways, I try to stick with that and it's just really fun. And to be in different places and try to get pizza, I think it's fun to me. So I have, you guys know that each day has like a theme to it. Like Thursday is Thriving Thursday. I seek opportunity on Thursday. You know how I got those interviews for this week just for different opportunities? Was because on Thursday I sought them out. That's my day to seek out opportunities. Why? Why is it on my calendar? Because it aligns with my values of personal growth, always growing, and it aligns with my overall vision because the kinds of opportunities I seek out are ones that are offering me opportunities to teach someone something. And because I want to be somebody who gets paid to teach people things that improve their life. You guys see how it all connects? That's why I teach what I do. So the next course coming out, Clarify Your Vision, is going to help you get clear on the vision. And I'm adding in your values and your identity-based goals. That's in that course. It's mini. It's super affordable. And then the Commit to Your Vision program is like, okay, I got my vision. I got a goal I really want to move forward on. You need to be super clear on everything. You don't. No one is ever. So don't think that you're not clear enough because that's something I always hear from people. Don't worry about that. You get clear as you go. As you move on, but a general direction, like I want to improve my health or I want to improve whatever, then we're going to make sure, or my business or my career, that we're going to make sure that you make progress on that. You need the habits and the systems. Like I was just talking about, I have systems in place. I have systems in place to have fun. I have systems in place to go on trips, to organize my schedule in that way. That didn't just happen. When people sit back and they're like, oh, I wish I had the life that you do. I wish I could be gone and traveling. I wish I could see all these places. You think that just randomly happened? I intentionally designed my life around what was important to me. I made sacrifices. So anyways, I hope that you got a lot from this episode. And I think that's pretty much it. If you've been enjoying these episodes, please leave a review. It means so much. You just hit the stars, but you have to scroll down. It's at the bottom and you have to click write a review. Do that for me, please. If you're listening and you've been loving the show, that means so much. All right. I will talk to you soon. I hope you have an awesome week. Make sure you go and plan to have fun. Do it.